This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. In Syria, health officials say a deadly drone strike hit a packed graduation ceremony for young military officers. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The city health director for Homs, Syria, says more than five dozen civilian and military personnel were killed and three times as many injured in one of the deadliest attacks on the Syrian army in recent years. Multiple hospitals were receiving patients. Syria's military blamed insurgents for the drones laden with explosives that targeted military graduates and their families at the end of a crowded ceremony. This young man's brother was graduating. He says they were taking pictures when he felt fire in his face and everything was ripped apart. Following the attack, government forces shelled villages in the rebel-held northwest. The Syrian government announced a three-day state of mourning starting on Friday. I'm Jennifer King.
A new section of wall was being built on the southern border of the United States. While Biden has campaigned against the border wall, he says there's nothing he can do about this particular section.
The border wall, the money was appropriated for the border wall. I tried to get them to reappropriate, to redirect that money. They didn't. They wouldn't. And in the meantime, there's nothing under the law other than they have to use the money for what it was appropriated. I can't stop that.
Do you believe the border wall works?
No.
The new construction would build barriers and roads in a part of Texas that has seen large numbers of migrants crossing from Mexico. A Spanish charity says Italy has impounded its rescue ship Open Arms for violating rules by Italy's right-wing government banning multiple rescues at sea. The charity Open Arms says the boat is blocked from leaving port for 20 days and the charity has been levied a fine of between 3,000 and 10,000 euros. Open Arms calls the sanctions a violation of the law of the sea that requires boats to rescue people in distress. It says it is being punished for rescuing 176 people in three operations, including people of, quote, extreme vulnerability. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. has shot down a Turkish drone that flew too close to American troops in Syria. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The U.S. and Turkey are NATO allies, and their militaries typically closely coordinate when conducting air maneuvers. But a U.S. official tells the AP this drone was flying in an unsafe and unsynchronized manner in the northeastern corner of Syria and came in too close to American forces on the ground. The U.S. has about 900 troops in Syria, conducting missions against Islamic State group militants. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Belarus Red Cross says it's examining a call by the International Red Cross to fire its chief for violating rules on neutrality and integrity, for bragging that his organization was ferrying children from Russian-occupied Ukraine to Belarus. On Thursday, Belarusian TV aired images of authorities in the Belarusian city of Novopolsk showing a recently arrived group of Ukrainian children to foreign diplomats from former Soviet republics, as well as China, India, Mozambique, and Syria. A Nobel laureate scientist shared his observations on a new document on the environment from Pope Francis. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Italian Nobel Prize winner for physics Giorgio Parisi spoke a day after the publication of Laudate Deum, or Praise God, a papal exhortation on environment protection that appealed to climate change deniers and foot-dragging politicians to have a change of heart.
Perhaps the most courageous feature of Pope Francis's paper is that he pointedly calls us to move beyond the mentality of appearing to be concerned, but not having the courage needed to produce substantial results.
Pope Francis said the transition to clean, renewable energy and the abandonment of fossil fuels was not going fast enough. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
British regulators have triggered an investigation into Amazon and Microsoft's positions in the cloud communications market in the UK. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
Together, both companies make up between 70 to 80% of the market share in an industry worth over $9 billion. After a year-long study, UK communications regulator Ofcom claims that British businesses face barriers when they try to switch or use multiple cloud suppliers. As a result, Ofcom have passed on their findings to the UK antitrust watchdog, the Competition and Markets Authority. The CMA are opening an in-depth investigation that is expected to wrap up by April 2025. Karen Chamas, London.
The German government says developed countries have pledged $9.3 billion to help poor nations tackle climate change. The pledges on Thursday came at a donor conference hosted by the German city of Bonn to replenish the South Korea-based Green Climate Fund. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.